Как наиболее правильно использовать свою инициативу в служении гуру и вайшнавам? И какое служение наиболее доставляет удовлетворение гуру? Очень светлый я говорю вопрос. What service is satisfying guru and vaishnavas most of all? What service gives guru the greatest satisfaction? And how to use one's own, it's called initiative, yes?
Initiative?
Yes. How to use this initiative in this service to Guru and Vaishnavas in proper way.
They want to know what is most pleasing. Service that is most pleasing or satisfying to Gurudev.
When Gurudev is thirsty, one glass of water satisfying.
Относительно того, какое служение наиболее доставляет удовлетворение Гурудеву, Гурудев говорил, если Гурудев мучает жажда, принести ему стакан воды – это самое удовлетворяющее служение.
Then we cannot indicate actually this is very important. All is important when he wants something for the service to Lord. That is important if I can supply that.
Любое служение является наиболее удовлетворяющим в зависимости от того, насколько в нем нуждаются. И любое служение может быть самым важным и приносящим наибольшее удовлетворение. Это зависит от, ну, от того, в чем Гуру Бог нуждается.
Second part, they mean in the sense of thinking you should anticipate what should be done, take the initiative.
How to use properly, yes, one's own initiative in the service of Guru and Vaishnava.
I mean, what you think should be done.
What can I do what can I do from my part to try and satisfy Gurudev? Related to verse 7. If something is important, then what can I do to satisfy that importance?
That's how I get started to do it.
I think, Maharaj, really what it means is that comes, you can know that from Gurudev or his representative. He either tells you, I need a glass of water, or his representative says he needs a glass of water. That way you'll know what needs to be done.
Yes, but the question is about initiative in this place. What
initiative means on your own when you decide to do something.
Yes. Does it have any place here in the question?
It can come through many different ways.
Initiative means?
When you think you know what needs to be done and you do that. You take the initiative. Means you it begins with you. You think, well, I think Gurudev needs water now. You may be right, you may be wrong, but you're thinking, I think he needs this. So I will supply that. He's not asked, but I'm going to give. I think it's needed.
What part does initiative, some desire for myself to do some service? I want to do this kind of service. I have some capacity, and I think this service can be useful to Gurudev.
If can do, that is good, but it's always not possible that to follow.
Если человек способен проявлять инициативу, то есть делать что-то по своему собственному почину и пониманию, это хорошо, но всегда поступать таким образом невозможно.
То есть мне бы сочетать инициативу с вот этими принципами, оставаться в тени смирения.
She says, it means that we should like combine our own initiative and order coming to us, following this order.
Everyone has different type of capacity. Then as their capacity, they will try to satisfy, to know what need, what not need, what is required. That if they have that capacity, try to solve that.
Говорит, у каждого свои собственные, у каждого, как бы каждому отмерено его мера возможности и способности делать что-то. И в зависимости от своей способности человек будет судить о том, что необходимо делать, о том, что следует делать, и делать это. Но это может для каждого быть разным. То есть способность делать что-то и понимание того, что делать необходимо.
Always at present we are living in the borderline.
Borderline.
Karma and bhakti in the material meaning, that borderline. Because within 5 minutes I can change my course. And that is not real followers. Mentality. If you will get beaten,
yes,
by Guru, you must go forward to Guru. That is proper bhakti. But if we will get one slap from Guru, we will go out. Oh, bad Guru. Then we are actually aware of our stand that we must consider. Actually, we are in borderline, can say so many things. But when time will come, then the examination will be proved. Yeah, I have passed or failed. It is truth. But we are not telling always this truth, because they will lose their enthusiasm.
Он говорит, мы находимся в пограничной ситуации, постоянно находимся на границе между бхакти и кармой. Иногда то, что мы делаем, это преданность, а иногда то, что мы делаем, это относится к категории кармы. Если, он говорит, если быть честным, сейчас я... Ну, как бы, я один человек, и мое настроение одно, но через 10 минут я могу быть совсем другим человеком, совершенно другим настроением. И можно много сказать, но, говорит,
if we are serious about my situation, I want bhakti yoga. Not karma, then seriously they will try to follow bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means dedication. First qualification is dedication, that is bhakti yoga.